to another episode of That's a Great Question, Greg.
With Greg,
and Gertrude.
So today, we'll be reviewing The Pale Man by Barry Jonesberg, a short story from a collection of Australian short stories where the fact where your life used to be.
Before we continue, we should address the elephant in the room. Is The Pale Man Skellig or Voldemort?
Voldemort.
Why?
Well, the child in the story is so obviously Daniel Radcliffe. So, therefore, the Pale Man.
Why is that child Daniel Radcliffe? They have no relation.
I see where you're going with it. I would say not so much Voldemort as Snape.
Yes.
It's a cliche, like, bad guy come blue. Because you perceive this guy as a devil, he's giving the narrator panic attacks, he's just generally evil. But then you kind of see how he's actually been helping him the whole time. It's sort of like an underlying theme.
Yeah. No, you're wrong.
What?
It's a potato.
What? Gertrude, you're mad.
No, I'm not. Potatoes.
More than a loose.
No, potatoes have skin, right? And so do humans. So, it's a potato.
I'm just going to stop you right there. I really have to disagree. I don't think that the Pale Man is actually human. Maybe he
or
is
even
taking...
vegetable.
Yeah, he's definitely not a vegetable.
But,
like, the Pale Man, he could take human form. But really, I think he's, like, a sort of angel type of thing. He's, like, a guardian angel for the boy, right? And this just relates him to Skellig. So, like, Skellig, he's kind of all ugly and, like, closed off and rude and just weird.
Skellig is cute, too.
Anyway, and
but that leads us to the perception of the angel. Like, do we perceive angels as always this good thing with like choruses behind them and like singing and God behind them, or like do we perceive it in this novel or like short story? We perceive it as this angel is all evil, and like with an
does that still make
an angel or a devil?
Yeah,
like, does that justify its actions?
Well, usually when you like an angel can be perceived in many different ways, like you said. It can be perceived as good, therefore it is a true angel. However, if it has these bad qualities, we would probably categorise it as a devil.
But it's a protector. Like, devils don't protect, they destroy people.
Yes, but this particular angel is acts like a devil when he's really doing good.
I feel like
maybe
he's
a devil to start who wants to be an angel, but can't figure out how to get...
Well, I feel like this angel is actually making, like, bad moves, things that hurt the actual person. But then it's all for a good cause in the end. So you guys are kind of both right.
He's trying, but it's not hard. I feel like it's like a potato army. Like,
he's probably up with like a potato army backing him up to like scare them away.
Okay.
Sure.
Well,
anyway.
Technically, we say that he's doing all these things to like help him in the end. And yes, he does survive. But look at what this angel's putting him through.
That's so true,
But would you prefer a panic attack or death?
No,
like,
but the thing is, maybe if that angel didn't exist at all, nothing would have happened.
Yeah, he would have died.
But you don't know that. It's because the angel's there that all these accidents are happening.
No, but if he wasn't there, there'd be more accidents. The angel can't have done that himself. So, once again, I bring back to my point of a potato army.
Okay.
You've got more than a screw loose. The whole toolbox is missing, okay?
I definitely agree with that.
Okay, let's start wrapping it up with the most important question. Did you like it?
No.
Yeah, I thought it was great. Like, it was
a cliche.
Yeah, I thought that, like, how we've been discussing, like, how it's an angel and, like, a devil, that's such a classic type of, like, plot twist that every, like author does. But this book actually made it work. Like, I really liked how, like, it was really scaring the boy. You know?
I hate the book. Because I hate potatoes.
Well, I don't know, because I usually don't enjoy stories with that whole angel-devil concept. However, this one I liked. I don't know why.
Maybe because it was Skellig.
Well, it's
no.
Snape.
No, guys, you all liked it because Guardian Angel's a potato.
Okay,
are you actually serious right now?
Okay, so wrapping it up. I think well done to Barry Jonesberg, and I look forward to reading more of his work. So
yeah, it was an amazing book.
Thanks for listening.
Yes.
Great job.
It was a potato.